Hello again, and welcome to Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews and conversations with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita, and Jean Marie and Ron will not be joining me today. Today we're diving into a topic that has become incredibly popular in wellness spaces, medical conversations, social media, and pretty much everywhere people are looking for relief. The vagus nerve, more specifically, the idea of a vagus nerve reset. Now that phrase sounds simple, maybe even a little magical. Reset the vagus nerve, calm the body, get out of that fight or flight, feel better. Who wouldn't want that? But like a lot of things that sound simple on the surface, this one gets complicated very quickly. There is real science here. There are real medical devices. There are real studies. There are also a lot of claims that move faster than the evidence. So today, I want to unpack all of that in a way that feels grounded, understandable, and hopefully useful, whether you are just curious, personally dealing with stress or chronic symptoms, or trying to figure out whether a device or a frequency-based treatment is actually worth paying attention to. Let's start with the basics. The vagus nerve is one of the major nerves in the body. It runs from the brainstem down through the neck and into the chest and abdomen. It is involved in a lot of functions that we usually take for granted. Heart rate, breathing patterns, digestion, and parts of the body's stress response. That's a big reason it gets talked about so much in connection with nervous system regulation. People often describe the vagus nerve as part of the body's rest and digest system, which is the side of the autonomic nervous system that helps us settle, recover, and restore after stress. So when somebody says they want to reset the vagus nerve, they usually mean they want their body to stop feeling stuck in a high alert state. And that feeling is very real. People may describe it as being constantly on edge, unable to relax, wired but tired, having trouble sleeping, feeling anxious without knowing why, living in a body that never fully comes down from stress. Sometimes it's related to trauma, sometimes chronic illness, sometimes pain, sometimes burnout, and sometimes it's a mix of everything. So the idea of helping the nervous system shift back toward calm is very appealing. The problem is that reset is often used as a catch-all phrase, and the body is not a smartphone. You don't just press a button and restore factory settings. That doesn't mean that the vagus nerve interventions are fake. It just means that the language is usually much broader than the actual science. Now, there are a few different things that people mean when they talk about vagus nerve stimulation. One is implanted vagus nerve stimulation, which is a real medical therapy. This involves a device that is surgically placed, usually in the chest, with a lead connected to the vagus nerve in the neck. It delivers electrical impulses at programmed intervals. This is not a wellness trend. This is a bona fide medical device used in specific clinical situations. Well, the best established uses include difficult to control epilepsy. It's also used in some cases of treatment resistant depression. And more recently, an implanted vagus nerve stimulator was approved for rheumatoid arthritis in selected patients who have not responded adequately to some other therapies. That last part is exciting because it points to something much bigger. The vagus nerve may be part of a pathway that influences inflammation and immune signaling. That has opened the door to a whole area of research, sometimes called bioelectronic medicine, where nerves are targeted to influence disease processes. So yes, there is real science here. But there is also a lot of confusion, especially online. Because people often use the same phrase, vagus nerve reset, to describe very different things. Sometimes they're talking about the implanted medical device. Sometimes they mean a non-invasive device that stimulates the nerve through the skin. You may have seen those commercials with something that looks like headphones around the back of your neck, people looking all happy after they wear it, saying that it cured everything. Well, pay attention. Sometimes they mean breathing exercises or humming or singing or cold exposure, meditation or movement. And sometimes they mean a product that is using scientific sounding language to sell something. These are not all the same thing. That matters because each one has a different level of evidence behind it. Let's stay with the implanted devices for a moment. Implanted VNS, or vagus nerve stimulators, has been around for years, and it has a clearer clinical track record than most consumer products. For epilepsy, the goal is usually to reduce the seizure frequency, not to eliminate seizures completely. For depression, the response can take time and is often considered when standard treatments have not worked well enough. And while that might sound like a niche use, it is actually a very meaningful one for people living with severe, difficult-to-treat illness. But there are side effects. There could be voice changes, hoarseness, a cough, throat discomfort, swallowing issues, and sleep-related effects that can happen. Surgery also carries its own risks, so implanted VNS is not something to casually try just because it sounds promising. It's something to discuss with the clinician when the underlying condition and treatment history make it appropriate. Now let's talk about external or transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation, because this is where a lot of the current interest, especially on social media, is focused. Transcutaneous VNS, or TVNS, means stimulation delivered through the skin rather than through an implanted device. It may target the ear or the neck, depending on the system. The appeal is obvious: no surgery, less invasiveness, and potentially broader access to everyone having use of it. Researchers have been studying TVNS for a number of conditions, including anxiety, depression, insomnia, migraine, overall pain, autonomic dysfunction, and inflammatory conditions. Some studies have shown promising results. Others are small studies, preliminary studies, or inconsistent results. That is very important. Promising does not mean proven. Early studies often raise good questions, but they do not always settle them. Different devices, different stimulation settings, different populations, and different outcome measures can make the evidence hard to compare. So if someone says, "This frequency definitely resets the vagus nerve," the best response is usually, which device, in which study, for which condition, compared with what? Because in actual medicine, those details matter a lot. That brings us to the word frequency, which is one of the most common things people hear in the vagus nerve marketing. In neuromodulation, frequency does matter. Electrical stimulation parameters are part of how these devices work. But in wellness marketing, frequency often gets used in a very loose, almost mystical way, as though any particular number of frequency can universally calm the nervous system. That is not how the science works. Real stimulation protocols are more specific than that. They involve amplitude, pulse, width, frequency, duration, electrode placement, and the patient's clinical situation. And even then, results vary from person to person. So if a product or influencer says a certain frequency will switch off, fight for flight, that should be treated very carefully. Fight or flight itself is a real concept, but it gets simplified too much. The autonomic nervous system is not just an on or off. It's a dynamic regulatory system shaped by sleep, stress, trauma, hormones, pain, illness, medications, and the environment. People can feel dysregulated for many reasons, and a vagus nerve intervention may be one piece of the picture, not the whole situation. And that's where the conversation becomes more honest. Because if someone is desperate for relief, the idea of a quick reset can sound incredibly appealing. It can sound like the exact thing that they've been waiting for after months or years of symptoms. But the more reasonable question is not, can this be marketed as a reset? The better question is, what does the evidence actually show? There are a few promising directions worth paying attention to. First, implanted VNS for epilepsy remains a meaningful medical option for selected patients. Second, implanted VNS for treatment-resistant depression is an established area of care for some people who have not improved enough with other therapies. Third, the approval of a vagus nerve stimulator for rheumatoid arthritis reflects a serious interest in inflammation and nerve-immune interactions. Fourth, non-invasive stimulation continues to be studied and may eventually have a clearer role in certain conditions such as migraine, mood disorders, sleep disturbance, or inflammatory modulation. Fifth, the broader field of bioelectronic medicine is growing, and that could reshape how some chronic illnesses are treated in the future. So there really is something here. What there is not, at least not yet, is a universal cure-all hidden inside the phrase vagus nerve reset. And I think that distinction matters because the internet loves to collapse complex science into one simple slogan. But bodies are not slogans. If you're dealing with stress, anxiety, poor sleep, chronic symptoms, the most useful frame may be this. The vagus nerve is one part of a large regulatory network. Supporting that network can happen in multiple ways. That may include medical therapies when appropriate. It may include lifestyle interventions. It may include therapy, sleep treatment, pain care, movement, and support for underlying illness. It may include a studied neuromodulation device. And in some cases, it may include a non-invasive approach if there is good evidence for that specific use. But it should not start with the assumption that every symptom can be reset with one frequency or one gadget. A good rule of thumb is to ask a few practical questions before believing a claim. Is this an implanted device or a non-invasive one? What condition was actually studied? Was the trial randomized or controlled? How big was the study? Were the benefits meaningful or just a small statistical change? And what were the side effects? Is this a medical treatment or a wellness product using medical language? Those questions can make a huge difference, and they can protect people from spending money or time on a claim that sounds better than it is. They can also help people find the real promise in the field, because there is real promise here. The nervous system is an incredible target for treatment. The fact that scientists can influence some conditions through nerve signaling is a major scientific development, and it's worth paying attention to. But it should be excited in a grounded way, not a magical way. So if I had to sum up vagus nerve reset in one sentence, it would be this. It is a popular phrase for a real area of medicine and research, but the phrase itself is not a diagnosis, not a proven cure, and not a substitute for careful treatment decisions. The science is real, but the hype is also real. The job is to separate them. And maybe that is the most helpful reset of all. Getting away from the oversimplified promise and back toward a clearer understanding of what the nervous system actually does and what treatments truly have evidence behind them. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.